Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure speaking with you tonight. Tonight is going to be a special night, and you know what? I know good things are going to happen because the enemy is already trying to block. So, you know what? He's just defeated, and he don't want things to happen. But you know what? You all know that I am a woman of faith, and I don't let anything or nothing stop me from doing what needs to be done, especially when it's for his service, for his service. I've been looking forward to this particular night for years. It looks like she's on the line. Thank God for that. For years, this has been years coming. And in my series I had a few months ago, we were talking about my brown is beautiful, bold, strong. This was originally I wanted to be a part of that particular show. So if you're having an issue hearing me tonight, please text me and just let me know that if you're having a problem hearing me, I would really appreciate it. But once again, this is Fuchina Kirkendall, and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. This is always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you tonight. I don't start the show off without prayer, so let's just go straight into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and the praise right now, Lord. And I ask, Lord, I thank you, one, for using me as a vessel, for you, just to be a vessel, Lord, and I humbly accept the assignment. I thank you for the people that you have extended to me. I thank you for the lives and the people that are listening by way of live and also when they do the demand. I thank you for our special guest tonight. I ask you for praise and just watch over her family. I thank you for watching over my family. I just thank you for the covering, Lord. I thank you for beauty. I thank you for grace. I thank you for unconditional love. I thank you for the power of forgiveness around everyone, Lord. And I ask that you, as I come to you now humbly, I take the nervousness that I always have and I place it at the altar right now, Lord, to know that whatever is going on now, Lord, I humbly put it to your feet. I ask you to decrease me so you may get the increase. Please watch over our, guard our hearts, guard our minds, and just guard everything, Lord, because we know that anything that's for our good is for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So as I mentioned, it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here. And I just want to say thank you for everyone who's been following Chronicles. I thank you for those who've been listening internationally. I can't begin to tell you how humbled I am that you all are listening from abroad. We have over 4 countries that's listening in, and we have so many people over the United States that's tuning in, and I just thank you, and I just want to say that time to say thank you. It's very much appreciated, and I'm just grateful that you could have been doing something else on your time, but you decided to spend time with me and with God. So without further ado, I just want to let you all know that you're tuning into Blog Talk Radio. Chronicles of a Fonda Woman is there every Sunday at 9:30, and you can always come on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. Now, I'm always getting in trouble because they always tell me that I need to, you know, tell people that I need to have them followed, and I don't. I'm very guilty of it. But if you're on Blog Talk Radio, please, you know, by all means, follow the program. I would really appreciate it. We're also on Facebook at Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, and it all has spaces in between. You can reach out to me on that, and you can also email me. And I thank you all for the conversation through your emails because it's very, very, very inspiring for me, and it's a motivation for me to let me know that, hey, I'm doing something right. So So just continue to do so. And for those who are not aware of what the email address is, you can reach me at CoafWoman@gmail.com. That's CoafWoman@gmail.com. So without further ado, let's just go in. I'm so excited about this topic tonight. And like I said, it's been a long time coming, and I'm so excited. I was just speaking with her not too long ago, and just the reconnection and everything, there's so much history. You know, it goes back to, like I said, my brown is beautiful, strong, and bold. I mean, it is. And when we as women come together, you know, there are times when we fall off the wagon, and there are times when, you know, false perceptions will take us in the wrong way, and sometimes we get together, and whatever happens, there's separation, whatever happens, and it just leads us to a situation where false realities are created. And once those false realities are created, we actually build upon those false realities, and then there's a drift and a shift that goes on. But I'm here to tell you, and I know that I'm sure I'm not the only person that's gone through this. This is a, you know, I told you that my show, the show that we're talking about tonight, is always about real people, real situation, real scenarios. And I've always been a fishbowl. I'm always a fishbowl. But let you know that this is real talk. But I'm here, you know, tonight is going to be one of those real talk situations. And I just love how God works. I just love how he works. And as women, we have to learn to continue to band together, especially with this COVID going on right now. And it's funny because when I heard someone use the word, in fact, the person I'm bringing on tonight, you know, she said it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. And when I heard her say that, I was like, wow. That is so true, and we have to prepare ourselves. This is not the time to be going around with strife. This is not the time to be dealing with issues or unforgiveness or whatever the case may be. This is the time where we must unite, because especially as women of color, whether you're whatever descent you are, we are strong and we are more powerful when we are collectively together. And that is what this show is going to be talking about tonight. My friend, my frenemy, my sister. You know, have you ever met someone, you know, that you had an instant connection with? There's some people you just bond right off the bat. It's just an automatic connection. And then you create an everlasting friendship with them. And then you always see, then there's sometimes when you have someone, you have an immediate disconnect. And, you know, it's funny, the first thing I think about is as females, when we approach one another or we're in passing of one another, the first thing that we do, it's a knee-jerk reaction as we look at each other up and down. It's a automatic thing. And what I've learned to do is when I realized I was doing that, I had to stop it. And I learned to compliment. Whatever I could, you know, find a way to compliment, I just learned to compliment. And so it's interesting how you could take that sometimes, that negative, and turn it into a positive, and you'd be surprised. But just different things are created. And because if you don't, in this case, you know, then you end up with a false perception. And you judge the book by the cover. And then, or you start off in a situation that could have went way left, and you're wondering how did it end up there in the first place. But all you do know is this. Find the common denominator. Find out what made you friends in the first place. Find that common denominator, and keep it moving. And that is what we're going to be talking about tonight, the power and the importance of celebrating true friendship. And with that, I have someone very special here tonight with me. Her name is Miss LaVon Sumter, and she is actually on Facebook. You can catch her every Friday with oh gosh, I'm gonna bring her on here, and I'm going blank because I'm nervous. She does. Oh goodness, she does a show every Friday night on Facebook, and not Friday night. She does it Friday morning. It's at 7:30. Finish Strong Friday. That's it. I knew I was gonna get it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Finish Strong Friday. And when I say something powerful, this is a powerful woman of God. We're so much alike, it's not even funny. That will explain why we were where we were and where we are now. So she's also a author now, and she's going to be printing out her first book. I'm going to bring her on board in a few minutes because I don't want to butcher up her stuff anymore. I'm ready for her to tell her and talk about what she is doing and what she has. But I'm so excited to have her here. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, man makes plans, but God laughs at them. And what way to end 2020 but with a celebration? And I call this a celebration. And as I said, separation is always meant for reconciliation. And what a better way to end the year is with an awesome reconciliation. And then I won't say new beginnings. I say better beginnings or better starting, because you got two power. We're both strong personalities. We're both A personalities, number one. We're both overachievers, number two. We're perfectionists. We're so much alike in so many ways. But to collectively, we're powerful women of God. We're both strong in faith. So without further ado, I want to introduce to others, present to some, and introduce to others, Ms. LaVon Sumter. Thank you so much for coming on Chronicles of a Fonda Woman tonight. It is truly an honor to have you here. So I thank you for accepting the invitation.
Well, thank you for such a warm and genuine welcome. I thank you. Thank you to the listeners across the globe that are tuning in, or those that may tune in later. Yes, hit the likes, hit the subscribes on Facebook. Make sure that you tell somebody else, because truly, whenever we do what we do for the glory of God, it is never about us. It's always about who can we bless in the process as we heal in our process. So thank you so much, my sister, for giving me the privilege to be on this platform. I pray and I petition the Father that what we say and what we share will not only help continue to heal us through this process, will continue to heal those that may be stuck and those that may have a platform, or those that may have someone that they just haven't said anything to for years and they don't even remember why.
Exactly.
They don't even remember why. And so it is very important for us to, you know, as I will always say on Finish Strong Fridays and any platform that I have the privilege to be on, like your platform, my sister, is, you know, it's about having the transparency to transition. And then we triumph together. And so, you know, I'm thankful. I'm ready to dive in. I'm ready to have that organic conversation on where we've come from, where we are, and where we're going, more importantly. I'm ready when you are. I'm ready, right. You know.
Before I forget, I do want you mentioned about Finish Strong Friday. If you could just tell everyone that's listening about, you know, Finish Strong Friday, and I have, you know, I just want you to tell them, because I love Finish Strong Fridays. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for
knowing they can tune into that.
Thank you so much. It started on a conference call where we just were allowing women to get together and have a forum, you know, to support one another. And it was prior to Facebook being as global as it is now, or I shouldn't say, maybe it was still global, however God led me to do it on a conference call, because there were a lot of women who were in positions that they wanted to remain anonymous, if you would. So mm-hmm. we got together on Finish Strong Fridays and we talked about everything under the sun. It was an accountability partner situation where we, you know, maintain support systems. And then as of this year, God mm-hmm. led me to do it on mm-hmm. Facebook Live.
So, awesome. And when does it come on Facebook?
It is on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m.
Well,
or you can
I'm not
go
sure
on
exactly what
three.
Happened, but we're going to keep it moving. But Finish Strong Friday comes on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. You can catch Ms. LaVon Sumpter on Facebook Live every Friday at 7:30 a.m.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hallelujah, God.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened with my phone, but LaVon, I am actually back into the show. I don't know, but the devil is a liar today, and it's just not going to happen. We're just not going to let him win the victory here. Not at all. We are not going to do that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and the praise. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I do know this. I know that good things are bound to, good things are coming. And good things are about to happen from this. So we're going to keep it moving. So, and LaVon, if you are still listening, I need you to call back in because the enemy is trying to be funny. And that's okay. It's all right. He doesn't get any victory here. No victory whatsoever. But going back to what I was saying, that, and I'm not sure what I missed, but LaVon can be reached on Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. On Facebook with Finish Strong Fridays. Like I mentioned before, when you have two forces, two strong, powerful forces that will collectively come together, you will always have oppositions. Tonight will be a clear example of what I'm referring to. I remember when this, our friendship started, we actually came on board. We actually met one another through a mutual friend, and we were able to connect in that way. And as a result of it, you know, things were all right on here. Things were okay. And then for whatever reason, I still don't know, you know, I don't know, but at this point, I don't really care. You know, things happen, and sometimes we just allow the enemy to get the best of us. And when that does happen, we just kind of separate it to a point where I think I see you, LaVon, to a point where things are things separate for whatever reason. And I'm hoping that LaVon is back on here now.
I'm back.
Okay, awesome. See how the enemy is working? The devil
He's
is
not.
A liar.
No distractions, no defeat. What we have set forth to do this, and then we'll go forth.
I said this was going to be a powerful show. I know it's going to be a powerful show because he's always trying to block. But guess what? When you're dealing with strong people, it ain't about to happen. So you could try.
Not at all.
You could try. You could try. But thank you.
Not at
thank
all.
You for letting me, thank you for the confirmation that something is coming out of this. So I thank you for the confirmation. So that's what we use now for, confirmation that this is about to be powerful. So going back, we just
really
going to pick up from where it is. You know, I'm not sure what I missed because I was interested that mine came off. And anyway, so it started, I was just sharing with everyone that, you know, it's interesting. We met through a mutual friend and things really popped off. In fact, it's funny because all three of us are strong personality types. We're all type A personalities.
Correct.
We're all type A personalities, okay? We're both like, once we dig our heels and something, you're not about to move us. But, you know, it's not going to happen, you know? And then at some point, there was a shift. Don't know exactly when or where, and I was just sharing. I don't know, and I really don't care because I don't remember, you know? When I let stuff go, I let it go. And at some point, it was a shift. And at that shift, realities are now created. And that's what happened. You know, I can speak on my end. You know, I don't know where it was. I just know that it ain't the same anymore. And my feelings was feeling a little differently. I didn't like it, but it was what it was. And it got to a point where it didn't matter. You know, you can say whatever you want to say. I'm not going to receive it. That's just how I felt. And as years went on, it got to a point where I had a heart attack. I'm trying to think if it was my first or my second heart attack. But God had me in my hospital room. And he told me I had to let go a lot of stuff. And you were one. And I said, you know what? That's true. I can't continue to, because this, whatever it was, is causing something. It's not creating a good thing with my health. And so I started remember sending out emails to people to who he was telling me to send emails out to. And I remember sending you one and some other people one. And I was like, I can't do this no more. I can't do it no more. I just can't hold on to stuff no more. I don't see how people can hold on to grudges as like they do, because I personally can't do it. I just can't. And then as time went on, we ran into one another. But, you know, regardless of what I felt or whatever, I always respected you as a woman of God. You are strong because we both had that same mentality. We both had that get up and drive, and we were both bold for the Lord. That's what I love. Always an achiever, you know, trying to get to the next level. And that's what I admire most about you. And
I
still
appreciate
do.
That.
You know, and still do. And then I remember I was home, and I came across Finish Strong Friday. And it was on somebody else's page. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was yours at first. Then I looked and started listening to it. And I was like, this LaVon, this is good. I love a good word. I love to be fed. I'm always hungry. And I started listening to it. And then I started saying, okay, well, I'm going to check this out next Friday. And then I started doing it the next Friday. And then I started doing it next Friday. I said, you know what? We're not friends anymore. I remember when I was like, no, I'm cutting off every time. And I was like, why am I not friends with her now? And I was like, you know what, later for this. So I hit the friend request. I said, later for that. And when you responded back to it, I was like, yeah, okay, let's make this happen. So I started off like this. I was just so, I love Friend of Strong Friday. I just love your diamond drops and everything. So it didn't matter to me because I had already got to that point of it was time to let whatever it is go. And when I get to a point where I don't know what it is, then I know it's time to let something go. So when I came to you, I said, okay, this may seem strange. It's going to be strange for the both of us. But you know what? I was good about it. I was like, you know what? Forget that. Let's go ahead and make this happen. We're both trying to make this work. We're both women of God, and we're both trying to do the work of the kingdom. Why not? And I'm just tired of letting the enemy feel like he wins. No, we can't do that. And so I'm just happy. I've, I'm, I knew it was going to happen one day. I just didn't know when. I just knew that I had to be obedient to him, and I'm so happy that I did, because I knew I was ready, and I knew that God would make it. He would orchestrate it that when that time would come, he would make everything just fall right into place, and that's why we're here today.
And you know what? I thank God for it. You know, I think about what I like to call spiritual leverage. You know, I call it spiritual leverage. And spiritual leverage, it doesn't mean you can just sit back and be like, okay, God, I need you to do all the work, right? Because he has given us the talent, the skills, purpose, passion. He's given us everything that we need, right? And so we have to be able to not only use our natural leverage, we have to definitely be able to use our spiritual leverage and say, you know, I shared with you, you know, we talked about that, you know, we talked about that. I really don't even know the why. And you said, well, there was a why, and we both concluded that that wasn't even relevant. All that was relevant was moving forward. You know, and if, you know, on everybody's own time, you know, I always like to take things back to the Word, because it just makes it make sense for me, and it gives me clarity on why we're here now. You know, Joshua, I want to say it's Joshua 5, 10 through 12, God had given them the land, right? He had given them everything as a gift. But the Israelites needed to use their own strength, their own talents, their own resources to provide for themselves. And in relationships, my sister, my brilliant cut, we have to do the same thing. You know, we can choose to hold on to something, or we could say, you know what, I'm going to use the strength that you've given me of forgiveness. I'm going to use my talent to have reciprocal benefit with my sisters and brothers. I'm not going to let the enemy distract me or defeat me, because it could be a part of our destiny. And normally, when he does that, that's exactly what it is. He knows that together, he knows that collectively, that there's going to be something that is going to defeat him. And so he's like, okay, what can I do to destroy that relationship? And so we just have to be clear that we're not going to allow that. We're not going to give him any leverage to do that, right? We'll stand on our own two feet, you know, because there's a place where God will say, I'm not spoon-feeding you your blessings, because you know better. So are you going to do better? And how are you going to stand? How are you going to stand on your own two feet and know that, you know what, if I don't have a valid reason, you know, if I don't have a valid reason, and no, everyone doesn't qualify to be in your life, however, we can never be bitter, just be better. Diamond drop.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. I love that. I know that's why we're going to be dripping all night.
I'm loving it.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about, you know, the word friendship. And I sent you the link of the article. It's an article.
I have
of,
that,
of,
yes. I do.
And so it's an old article, but it's so phenomenal up until their very day. And that's why it stuck with me. You know, and it's, I believe it's the Michigan Chronicles. I'm trying to use my phone to do too many things at one time. But, you know, it talked about, you know, you have different types of friendships. But what got me was it talked about, well, let me go back even further. Now, I'm not knocking those who watch the show. I'm just saying it's my personal preference. When I look at the stereotypical or the stereotype that they have about, you know, women of color or brown women, you know, I don't like what I see because it's so negative. And I'm like, no, that's not how we really are. You know, there are certain reality shows that you see and you see that negative stereotype. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. We will disagree. I won't lie. Yeah, some of us might take it to a whole different level. However, you do have sisters that we may disagree, but we can agree to disagree. But there's, it's not always a negative. You know, we know, especially women of God, we know that we can come together collectively, especially if the common denominator is God, you know, that we can come together collectively and, hey, let's hash this out, or be at least cordial with it. I find it very, I won't say that, well, I'm going to leave that alone. That's a whole new ball game, but I don't like the gist I'm getting to that is that in life you do have negativity and a stereotype at times, but not all situations are like that. Hence the reason why I wanted to come on tonight and discuss, because that's not always the case. And thank God, you know, we are so in tune and so overwhelmed by his spirit that we did not allow ourselves to even go to that extreme, because we both were just not like that. No, there's better ways of handling things, and you don't have to resort to, you know, going to a negative countertone for anything. You don't have to. You know, you can agree to disagree. If it means separate, you do whatever you need to do. But there are just certain ways of handling certain things, period.
Well, you know, my sister, I always like to take it straight to the word, because if we take it to the word, then it's going to do what it's set out to do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, word says all the time, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. That's James 1:6. So,
thank you. Uh-huh.
You know, when you're going through, you know, we can never, ever, ever, we take it to the word and then we do what the word says, then we're going to overcome any of those challenges that we may have. You know, even if we are what I like to call, you know, in our flesh, and we say, okay, God, I can't be fleshy, as I like to call it, right? I can't be that. I'm very transparent in my words and in my approach. So we can't be that. Right, and so we do what James 1:5-6 says, and then we ask in faith that he would give us the wisdom to learn from our emotions and to use what we learn from our emotions to break through any fears or misconceptions. And so, you know, it's not going to say we're not going to have challenges. It's how are we going to, what are the resources, what do we have in place, what are we going to do to combat those negative emotions, you know. And, again, you know, I truly believe everybody is not going to be in your life all of the time. However, you have to release whatever it is, because unforgiveness doesn't really hold that person. That person is going on about their life, and
exactly,
they probably ain't studying you.
Yeah,
so it really holds you. If you're
exactly
in that place of being stuck.
You're right. And it's interesting that you said something about, you know, different season, and that how everyone, you know, every friendship is different. And I'm a big Google chick. Okay. Going on Google, when I was Googling friendship, you know, I came across even the article I read earlier. You know, there are different types of friendship. I wanted to discuss that really quick. And it says you have friendship of utility exists between you and someone who is useful to you in some way. And then it says friendship of pleasure exists between you and those of the company you enjoy. Whose company you enjoy, and then it has one that says friendship of the good are based on mutual respect and admiration. I know I missed it. I know I didn't say that word right. Admiration. Yeah. Admiration. Okay. That's it. Uh-huh. And it's interesting because, as you said, that, you know, everybody's meant to be in your life, reasons, seasons, or a lifetime. And there are different stages as to why you have friends, that you create friends in your life for whatever reason. I guess for me, I'm different because when I don't just call everybody a friend, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if I call you my friend, there's nothing but respect, and I have this thing about loyalty. I'm very big about loyalty. So I'm very selective when it comes to that because I love hard. When I love you, I love you. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or whatever. And I remember, you know, when I started listening to Finish Strong Friday, I was like, you know what? I love this. I see her vision. I trust her vision. I'm going to support her vision 100%. Let me find out what I can do to help in that.
And I appreciate that. You know,
I
want to
do it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I really do. You know, and, you know, the word, you know, how could we love God who we have not seen? And we're at odds with one another, you know. So throughout the word, it clearly states, you know, if I could just have a very transparent moment, it clearly states that, honestly, you're being real phony. If you say, I love the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, saints, and I can't let go or I have unforgiveness in my heart for any reason. You know, from being on Finish, I'm always like, okay, these are the words that are synonymous with whatever God places in my heart to share as a topic. And so I share with this community as well that the word synonymous with friendship is accord. I mean, if you Google it, this is what it's going to say. Accord. Agreement, closeness, devotion, love, a pack, society, understanding. So those are the words that are synonymous with friendship. And so if you call yourself a friend or you have friends and you don't have those elements within that friendship, then you're not being genuine within that friendship. You're not being genuine and true to yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that comes to mind, especially when I decided I'm going to do this full force because I genuinely support this, it comes to me when I think about, it's in Proverbs, as a matter of fact, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so no man sharpens another. So one man sharpens another. And I'm a firm believer of that. I was always told, Gina, if you're going to be a friend, be a friend. If you can't do it 100%, don't do it at all. And I
don't
live by
it.
Don't do it at all.
That's,
and I said, you know what? I have never, ever forgotten that. Never. So, you know, I just want to encourage you, those who are listening, you know, you may have situations out there and you may have someone out there that you haven't spoken to and I don't know how long for whatever reason. Ask yourself, number one, why? And number two, go to God and just ask him, one, show you the situation. And then most importantly, ask him to show you you. Show you you. Now, it is a loaded question. Let me go ahead and tell you that, because sometimes he is going to show you you and then give you the strength to receive what he shows you and do what is necessary. And then ask yourself, is it worth holding on to? We live in a situation now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know, we're in a situation now where our whole society, our whole life has changed. No one expected Corona or COVID to happen. No one expected our America or our world to change the way it has. But I will tell you this, it has been a blessing because it's caused me to really look inside of me, to dig deep inside of me to see what it is about me that I need. What is it that you want to show me or that I need to see to take me to the next level? Because tomorrow's not promised. Every time I look, there's somebody dying. Every time I look, I don't want to leave this earth with dreams. I want to leave this earth with memories, that I've left memories and not dreams behind.
And you know what?
I saw it on my classmates page. Mm-hmm.
Well said. You know, I love quotes, and that's how I remember things. You know, that's how I created Diamond Drops, because quotes just help me remember, and it's that short nugget that just gets to the point that says, okay, that makes sense to me, and those gentle reminders to myself as well as others. And one of the ones that this one is not mine. However, when I heard it, I don't know who said it. It may be anonymous. However, when I heard it, it just made sense to me. And when I have those challenging times, you know, that it simply says broken things can be mended. Broken things can become blessings. They can become blessings. Let God do the mending. Because we try to mend it, we mess it up. However, broken things can become blessed things if we let God mending. And I believe this conversation that we have the privilege of sharing with the world is a part of that. You know, I could have been stubborn. You could have stayed in the vein and not reached out.
Mm-hmm.
You could have talked yourself out of it. I'm not sending her a friend request. Never been friends. We've been knowing each other for over 10, 15 years. I'm not going to accept it. You could have talked yourself out of today. You know, on the other end of that, I could have said, was she sending me a friend request for? She don't have to be my friend to listen to Finish Strong Fridays. However, how selfish, because success is never what we get, it's what we give.
Exactly.
It's never what we get, it's what we give. And so if we can't walk in a vein of forgiveness, if we can't walk in a vein of how can I help my sister or my brother, if we can't walk in a vein of it's not about me, then we're missing this thing we call faith.
Exactly. Yeah, very much.
You know,
before I move, I want to give that quote this proper respect. That came from Mr. Curtis Harmon. He is my classmate. He's a pastor out in the state of Washington. And I read that today, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he nailed it. Today when he said, I don't want to leave this earth. I want to leave this earth with memories and not dreams.
That's good. That's real good.
And I
That's
was
good.
Like, he nailed it. He nailed it.
Yeah.
So I have to give credit where he's a pastor out in the state of Washington. And he said that in his sermon today. And I was like, wow, he nailed that. And I thought about it. I was like, no, I can't. I don't want to leave this earth like that. I don't want to leave this earth. You know, when God has so many things and opportunities and resources and people that he has designed to me, whether, you know, we've known each other for years, you know, we've done things, we've done collabos before, but just imagine now that things have shifted what God has done, and all I can do is sit back and be like, you know, I'll be your servant, Lord. Whatever you will have me do, I'll do it. I'll do it. And so it didn't bother me when I did the friend request because, the old Sheena, that old fleshy Sheena would be like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
But
right.
It wasn't about me. It wasn't about me. And I say all that to say to those who are listening, sometimes I always tell you people, if you're scared, if you're nervous, if you're not, do it anyway. It's called faith. Do it anyway. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you, and he's never going to guide you where he has not already prepared you to go.
I would just say
he just never does that. And as a result, it was just smooth sailing. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, well, she probably think she may be feeling some kind of way, but you know what? I'm sincere about what it is I'm doing. I'm genuine about what I'm doing, and I'm all about action. You know, love is an action word for me. Let me show you. You know, I can only show you what this is about. I'm sincere about what it is. I don't have time for that, honey. I've overcome too many health challenges for that. So, you know, I'm sincere about what it is I'm trying to do or what it is I'm going to do. And that was just it. So I can't even begin to imagine, you know, anyone. Let me take that back. I can't understand, but I just want to encourage, you know, those who may have an issue with someone. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be whomever, to start, you know, it's just not that serious anymore. It's just not.
And, you know, I truly believe, my sister, that, you know, a lot of people live in fear, right? Because they just somehow believe that joy is a luxury they can't afford. Joy is a luxury that is given by the Lord. So everyone, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So everyone can have that joy. However, it is truly about forgiveness. It is truly about, what do I want my tomorrow to look like? What do I want my forever to be? And can I move into that? You know? And you know, the truth of the matter is that because you forgive, it doesn't mean that that person may qualify to be in your life. You know, talk about the credit. Bishop Jerome Taylor would always say, move by trembling. And he would always teach that that doesn't mean everyone qualifies to be in your life. You can still love them. That doesn't mean they have to be actively in your life. However, it's still important to have that conversation. It's still important to have that forgiveness. It's still important to know that you've done everything that you can do to make sure that you don't leave this earth with that, that you don't even live into tomorrow, you know, with that.
Exactly.
Whatever that is for you, you know, because we all got a different that thing, right? So whatever that thing is for you, you know, and, you know, I believe in writing it in a letter. Like when I couldn't get to some people that I knew I needed to release some things, I wrote it down. Send a letter if you have to. If, you know, because sometimes you have a conversation, if it's still bitter, if it's still brutal, if it's still fresh, it's challenging to have that conversation because emotions are human. So it may be advantageous to just write a letter. Then this way they have to read it. Well, hopefully they'll read it. You pray about it, and then there's not an immediate response. More importantly, there's not an emotional response. Those are some of the tools that have me in a place where when people say, well, how you doing? I'm on top of the world. Thanks for asking. In this season of life, during this pandemic, I only do what makes my heart smile.
Exactly. You know, one of the things I wanted to add to doing the letter, because I find out that when you write things, you are purging. And for me, sometimes it's better off. Not only do I get to purge, I get to do it uninterrupted.
Correct.
I get to do it uninterrupted. One of the things I had to learn about writing a letter is sometimes I got to write the letter, and I have about 5 drafts. I got to continue to read the letter until it comes off in a way that it reflects God and God only and not my flesh.
That's good.
That's what I've learned. Learn to go in love. That's what I had to learn.
All things in love. All things in love.
I had to learn to do in love. And I just thank everyone for tuning in for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. This is Fichina Kirkendall. My special guest tonight is Ms. LaVon Sumter, author now, and I'm going to have her plug in a few seconds before we sign off, but also creator of Finish Strong Fridays. You can catch her on Friday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Facebook Live. You do not want to miss out on this. She is a powerful, awesome woman of God and someone I am having the pleasure and feel blessed and honored to call as a friend. I've learned that when it comes to friendship, your true friends, you will always know. How do I know? I'm glad you asked that. The people who I consider in my circle are people who I have been in the valleys and in the mountaintops. I have friends that I don't have to talk to you all the time. I could go months, maybe even a year, without talking to you, but when I speak with you, we pick up like we never left. Then I have friends that we're so like-minded, like someone I know who's on this line right now, that when we get together, we're so passionate. You know, we're both like, you know, you're trying to get it, you know, get it in there, but one of the things I've learned is how to learn to listen more. Still working on that now because I'm such a talker, but I love it. So all I'm saying is, you know, I just love hard. And when I have a situation where we're in that valley, it's in that time when I'm asking God to show me, but because I know that when we reach the mountaintop, oh my gosh, it is such a refining moment, but it's such a release. It's like a lot of things release and you shed things, and you know that it's going to be stronger than when you left. It's even stronger. And I could just say, you know, speaking on my end, that we've become stronger, and I'm referring to LaVon and I, because when I tell you, sisters, the struggle is real. I mean, this is my sister here, and I'm not going to tell you we were always perfect. I'm not going to tell you, you know, we always saw eye to eye. No, we did not. I just told you we both have the same personality. So, but one common denominator we had is that we loved God, and we trusted Amen. Him. We went our separate ways, but we did our own thing. Yes, we did. And in his timing, when we were in that valley, when God was ready to make that time change and bring us to the mountaintop, he did. And when he did, he opened up the way for the both of us to receive him first, and then to receive each other second.
And that is the truth. That is the truth. You know, like I said, the word just has everything that you need. And Matthew has a plethora of information when it comes to relationships to help us all through it. You know, the world urges you to hate your enemy and seek revenge. And Jesus tells you just the opposite. He absolutely says, word to love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. And then he still says in Matthew, further down in chapter 21, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. So I just thank God for the privilege to be on the Chronicles and for everyone that is under our voice. I ask that, you take this time and you make a conscious decision to pick one person to say, I forgive you, and I'm going to let you know I forgive you. Or you may need to say, please forgive me for what I've done, known or unknown. However, the bottom line is to make sure that you have forgiveness through whatever it is you're walking through, and that you're not holding bitterness. You're not being bitter so that you too can be better. So I thank you, my sister, for allowing me to have this conversation with you. I thank you for God anointing us both to be mature enough to pass through whatever we've been through for the better
Amen.
Good of us. Because we
Amen.
Are not our.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Before we sign off, I just want you to give, because you have an upcoming book that you're ready to publish. Can you give us a few seconds on that real quick? Because I want
Absolutely.
To know.
It's called Diamond Drops Juice for the Journey. I will be 2021, here I come. I will have a YouTube channel that will go live in 2021 for Finish Strong Friday. So, or you could just find me, LaVon Sumter, on Facebook Live or on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find. And so, again, I thank you. This platform, to be very candid, was not for that purpose. So thank you for sharing. You know, I just really want you to get some DMs and somebody to inbox you to say, I heard it. And I made a decision to do something different, and now I'm walking in forgiveness.
Yes. And that's one of the things I love about transparency is when you can be transparent and you have that person be like, you know what, I'm going through that. And that's, I'm grateful to God that he has allowed me to have that experience. And if you know someone that could benefit from the replay, as we get ready to end the show, please send them. They're more than welcome to catch it at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. You can also catch me on Facebook, and you can catch the replay there as well at Chronicles of a Fondled Woman on Facebook. And if there's someone, you know, and I usually get a lot of people that like to email me after the fact, you can also email me at C as in Charlie, O-A-F woman at gmail.com. That's C-O-A-F woman at gmail.com. I could just, I could go on and on, but the bottom line is to God be the glory. For our good, but for his glory is what I'm left with. When I think about the relationship and I think about how it started, where it was and where it is now and where it's headed. And all I can say is, Lord, I thank you for who you are. And I thank you for allowing my sister and myself to collectively come together to one, seek you out, and then being able to be transparent for others out there who may be going through. This is Fatina Kirkendall. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please remember the reason for this season. You have a good night.